Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Yeah. Let's, yeah. Gratitude is a must. Bechilan and the Woka podcast. Babu Denizora RKV is never last. They are run at the game. Been in the Botonga car. Star. Siminya. The current Kona Kokunditin in Meminya. Babu Denizora Kabitin the Yagiduma. Ima. The Babu Nazori Bono Imandi Musa. Mr. Julius Malima. Damn. Okay. Damn. I'm about to do something that's gonna make a Europe stuff in it like I'm not human. I'm about to go too fast, bro, too fast with the reps that I'm consuming. Woo! All these niggas that be hoping that I stop, but I won't stop, I keep resuming. Back to hip hop. My brother can never drop, but during the queen, the bumpers of my looming. I'm about to go.
Yo, guys, today's episode is very special, I'm afraid. So, this episode is affiliated with ClearScore. For those who doesn't know who's ClearScore, what's ClearScore? ClearScore is a service provider. They provide you guys with reports, credit reports, credit scores, and this is for free. So for everyone who's watching here and you don't know your credit score or your credit report, please do check on the description and just go there and register. It's free, buffet to every month you're going to get your credit score. I think it's very important for everyone to know their credit score or their to have their credit report every month. So this thing is for free and we're just plugging you guys. And in today's episode, I've got someone very special, Bafetu, and I just want you guys to just relax, chill, and let's do this. Let's do this together, Bafetu, and let's learn. Let's learn. You know, in this show, we bring the most. We bring people who are doing the most out there, people who are inspiring, people who are doing, like, great things online. So please chill. We're going to spend, like, an hour chilling here, getting to know this gentleman that I'm with today. His name is Root Kid Venda. He's a rapper, he's a freestyler, he's an artist, he's a content creator. So chill and relax and get to learn. I'm sure a lot of you guys know this guy. So I'm going to be talking with him, getting to know him, and just hear how he's coping with this whole career of being an artist and everything that he's doing, and how did he start doing this rapping and freestyling. So yeah, let's go ahead and let's get a horn for the last time. So yeah, guys, like I said, I told you that I'm having a rapper, a freestyler, an artist. For me, I think he's a content creator, according to me. But let's hear from him. Welcome to No Chill Vodcast, my guy. What's up? Can you please just introduce yourself to the people, Njebakwe, from you?
Okay, okay. What up, people? My name is my real name is Ndiwanga Sadiki. My stage name is Road Kid Venda, but known as RKV. RK freaking
and,
V.
And I want to know about that name, RKV. I mean, yeah. Root Kid Venda. Why that name? What does it mean? Does it even have a meaning, or you just woke up and say, okay, I'm going to call myself Root Venda Kid?
The truth is, the name started off as Root Kid.
Yeah.
So Root Kid was a name that came off through a teenage process where, like, everybody
were
wanted
you
to get a nickname. No, I want to explain again.
Yeah.
So I think I was in grade 8.
Yeah.
We wanted to gather around nicknames.
Yeah.
For Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook and
yeah.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Those processes were like when you're growing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to create a crunyana.
Mm.
So I didn't have a nickname.
Mm.
And somehow, at that particular time, I don't know what happened, but I just came with the name Root Kid. And then that was my nickname on Facebook and on the T-shirt that we used to wear.
Where's the root coming from? Root is a very heavy name, man.
But
root.
Because maybe I was still young,
yeah.
For me, I just wanted to Kid. Because maybe I checked out the name, it's not with many people.
Yeah.
So I wanted a name that's unique. At that particular time,
That's a unique name.
It was
man.
A unique name.
That's a unique
so
name.
On 2017, so I want to explain how the vendor came in.
Yeah.
Cool. On 2017, I sent my first song that I recorded on studio to Mizofil.
Yeah.
So Mizofil proved the song. I was like, oh, the song is dope.
Yeah.
So on December, he was doing Venanga December show.
Yeah.
He was calling the lights of Aries, Young Swiss.
So
there was a poster. So he said, I will give you a chance so that you perform your first song.
Shout out to Mizofil for the plug.
For the plug, you know. So I gave him the name Root Kid.
Mm.
But on the poster, he wrote Root Kid Venda. Why? Yes. I don't know. I haven't even asked him.
Also, maybe it's because he wanted people to know that you are Venda, representing Venda.
Maybe, you know. Yeah. So from that day, I saw a poster. I went to my Facebook name and changed. I added the Venda.
Yeah.
So ever since the day on 2017, around October, I was Rootkid Venda till this day. So when I recorded my songs, for me, I've had like, what's your name? Yeah. Well, as the producer asking, what's your rap name?
You
like,
just used that name. And you started doing freestyling, I think, when you were 17 or 15?
I was younger than that. When I started freestyling, I was younger than that. I think it was about, I still remember 2012.
Yeah.
My sister was having a 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And I was freestyling for her birthday. Like, I did a freestyle.
Yeah.
A birthday freestyle for her. So I was 12 years. 12. So I started, I'm sure it was around 10, 11 when I started freestyling. But 12 years old, I was even on the spotlight, you know.
Like, already?
Imagine performing at a ceremony, at a graduation ceremony, and then you are freestyling for
your
sister.
So you've been doing this this thing for long. And
for
now,
long,
I'm sure, like, you, I'm sure if I'm counting right, now it's been like 5-6 years.
Yeah, it's been
damn, right? Like, damn. Yeah. So tell me, what actually made you start? What was inspiring you? I mean, you cannot just start something. Obviously,
true,
there was something happening at that moment. What was it?
2017 is the year. 2017 is the year that everything just
started. So you love singing. Tell me, just give me every detail about how you started and the day you actually said, you know what, this is what I want to do and I love doing this.
Ever since I was young, so I was that type of boy where, like, at home, we got introduced to DSTV. So a lot of people used to watch DSTV. Like, they love DSTV for movies. Some love them for drama. Some love them for sports. But I love DSTV because it brings music. It got me close to music. I used to be on Channel O, the MTV Base, Trace, you know, before the Trace African one came through. I was all, for me, it bring me close to music. I was less of a movie, sports and other entertainment stuff. I was always on music.
So music, it was your vibe. You loved music more than anything.
Every time when you give me the remote, I would definitely go on a music channel.
Okay,
so I feel like that's where, because obviously when you're still young, an impact happens.
Exactly. You know, get influenced by things around you.
So because I was always me, myself, personally, not because of who.
Yeah.
Me personally, because I was a fan of the music channel. I'm sure that's where I got a lot of motivation and a lot of influence of me, maybe feel, me to myself thinking, or I think that's where I got the vibe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, I can also... This is what I want, you know, for myself.
I feel you.
Yeah, so 2017, that's when I got off my comfort zone, because I was always that boy who freestyles alone or freestyles with friends.
Yeah.
I never used to do it in public or on studio. So I used to not.
Yeah.
Up until I was nervous for my first day to studio. I thought, how would the studio be?
Yeah.
Maybe if I freestyle and hear myself, I thought it was not going to be cool, but I was like, you know, let me try it.
Yeah.
So I went to studio, my first studio session. I paid 50 rand for that.
It was the same year, 2017.
It was 2017.
Yeah.
Damn. Then I paid 50 rand for that studio session.
Yeah.
I downloaded a beat, a headphone, downloaded a beat, give the producer a beat.
Yeah.
So because I've always been a freestyler,
yeah,
I didn't go to studio, I didn't write anything,
yeah,
but I had something in my head.
Yes.
Because I've always been listening to beats. So I'm that guy who I listen to beats and then it actually just happened naturally.
Yeah.
I don't
plan
it. It's a, you know.
It's a gift.
So the producer plugged the beat.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, this is a verse.
Then we're going to do that. I'm also going to plug the beat here. So we wanna hear. For those who don't know Rootkid Venda, I'm just going to play a 1 minute clip here of his freestyling so that you guys can get introduced to him and see the talent that this guy has. So this is the video. I'm about to go too fast, bro, we're too fast with the reps that I'm consuming. Woo! All these niggas that be hoping that I stop, but I won't stop, I keep resuming. Back to hip-hop. My brother can never drop, but during the queen, I'm about to go insane. I drop hard, but something I gotta maintain. They so weak, I won't say names. They really hate me because they know I'm a problem in this rap game. This is a rap song. They used to think I'm a trouble, now they're realizing that they were made wrong. Yes, they were made wrong. I'm about to steal your girl like... wait, bro. Okay, tell me, my brother. This is unique. This is unique, my G. And the way you're doing things for me, I like to consider you as a content creator because this is entertaining. You understand?
Okay.
So it's like you're incorporating freestyling with content creation at the same time. You're a musician. So what are you? Do you consider yourself as an artist or a content creator?
I can say I'm a content creator.
Ne?
Because I feel like ever since I was young, ne?
Yeah.
I always like that's the word that we use lately.
Yeah.
Content.
Yeah.
You like create imagine content. If I was freestyling.
Yeah.
As a birthday present.
Yeah.
That was a which means I was giving content.
Yeah.
As a present.
It's content. Music is content, but there are people who actually make music, but they don't make the behind the scenes of the music.
Of the music.
So
true.
The moment you start doing the behind the scenes when you're rapping, just like a music video. So your content is just making vocals at the same time action.
And that's what I do, because most of the time when I freestyle,
dude,
I have rituals already before.
Yeah,
like immediately when I'm rapping it, I have actions in my head.
Oh,
like I imagine it.
You
like
imagine it before it starts happening.
It's also on visuals when I'm rapping it, you know.
Yeah,
because it's even if you look at my performances somehow,
yeah,
when I perform, you will see the actions.
Yeah.
You know, like, I
it's energetic.
If,
you can watch it.
If,
you can
I'm
enjoy
saying
it.
Yeah. I kick the beat, you
yeah.
will even see my leg trying to
kick
something.
It.
You know?
Yeah, no, that's energetic. And I feel like that's why people love you. That's why I'm also here, because I don't just go to anyone, you know. I look around social media and see there's so many musicians, people who are doing music, but I cannot go to them because they're not doing what you're doing, you know.
True.
You're doing music, but you're elevated because you have your own style. I feel like you're a trendsetter to the music industry. What you're doing, I've never seen it anywhere.
Yes,
you understand?
True.
And you have YouTube, you have TikTok, and you have followers. Then they're following you because you are showing visuals of you freestyling.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Like, that's very inspiring. What is your ultimate goal, man, in all these things? Obviously, if you're gonna plan something and you do it every day or every Saturday, there has to be an ultimate thing that you want. There's something that you want to achieve. What is that thing?
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah.
So as a youth of this generation we're living in, I'm also in a point where, like, I feel like I also want to get educated.
Yeah.
Education is key.
Of course.
That's how we
of course.
Grow up being told about.
Yeah. And
they want a better life for us. So they know that education is the only way that it's guaranteed that maybe you will have a better life than the ones that our parents used to live.
Yeah.
So the first ultimate goal is also being educated. That means not neglecting schoolwork.
Yeah. True.
Right.
Yeah.
So the second one, it's me now, is what I chose. I chose to be a content creator.
Like, yeah.
That's me now. That's
personally. There's that thing that you need to do. But for me, my own understanding is, yes, education is key. We're not getting it wrong. It's key. But these days, there's so many keys.
There
you know, there's so many keys. It's not long, education is not just the only key to unlock things. There's so many keys now. Social media is also one of the keys.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know. So that's right. You need education. I use education as a backup. It's no longer a main thing for me. You understand?
Exactly.
I use it as a backup when my stuff, when my personal skills, something that it's a gift to
it's
me,
gift.
It's not working,
working.
It's not working right. I can then use my qualifications to get a job.
That's what I actually wanted to point out.
Yeah.
That my first goal is that making sure that my backup, it's there.
Yeah. So
which is cool.
Yeah.
I'm making sure that my backup is there.
Perfect. Yeah.
Then now in terms of me, what I chose being
a
content creator, for me, I feel like the main ultimate goal for me, it's having a huge impact.
Yes.
I wanna make that impact.
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm gifted my own way.
Yeah.
We may all be musicians, but I'm gifted
in your own.
I feel like the message that maybe I am to spread,
yeah,
it's in my
it's not the same.
I'm the one who have to make sure that
you can be the only one who can say it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for me, I want to make a huge impact and not actually where I'm from only and not actually where I feel like I can reach even abroad of where my imagination can think of.
Your ultimate goal is to see yourself influencing everyone around the world through your music.
Through my music. Through my content creating.
Through your freestyling.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, I feel like this, obviously, because you're freestyling and freestyling is part of music. So now you just feel like, okay, I'm a musician. But you actually just love freestyling. And that's your thing.
That's my thing.
You enjoy it.
I very enjoy freestyling. Like, it's one of those things that keeps me up to date to myself.
Yeah.
You know when you say you know yourself.
Yeah.
When I'm freestyling, I'm like, hey, you know, this is me.
Yes.
You know, like this is me. You know, sometimes we know as youth, we're always in a lot of spaces, ne? Mm. Sometimes, let's say we can go to church.
Yeah.
There are those people who are very spiritual to open up. They can feel like, I'm in church. This is me. This is where I feel.
Yes,
I feel at home, when I'm in church.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
But for me, the moment I start freestyling, that's where I feel.
Yes.
That's where I feel me. Like this is me.
No,
you know?
Bro. And I feel like everyone should feel like that when they're creating. You don't have to create something that you don't enjoy.
True.
Because I mean, if you're trying to do what he's doing, while you have your own gift, you won't enjoy as him. So do what you're good at, and you'll see that it comes with peace.
It comes
with peace and
inner peace.
Everything. Like, bro, recently you I know you want to reach the you want to break the market, outside market, the US market, and you recently did that.
Mm-hmm.
You got mentioned by what's his name?
By a Canadian rapper, Dex.
Dex.
Tell him I'm getting started. Don't wanna put that on my name, but I won't talk about it. I'm making boss moves, but I'm not a boss about it. I only do what I can, I'm going off about it. RKV going harder like this, the price to be won. I'm just praying that Dex is gonna hear this song. They can smell me from the beat like I am using Avon. Young boy feeling lonely in the ghetto like I'm Akon. All you niggas ain't rapping like I am rapping. All you niggas ain't snapping like I am snapping. You can never be great even not adapting. I can never lose faith when I'm still rapping. Never looking so sad cause I'm already bagging. I can never die broke when I'm still rapping. Cause I feel like I'm getting paid for tapping ass. Shit, fuck outta here. Most of you rappers ain't rappers, so I'm glad that I'm here. I always wanted to be rich, and I feel like I am near. The talent is rare, they don't understand. They all looking scared.
Tell me about the experience when it happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel when he mentioned and when he replied to what you did to him? How was the feeling like? How was the experience?
Honestly, I can say I was already prepared for that. I was already prepared. The moment I started off doing my research.
Yeah.
So remember I told you that immediately I drop a content.
Yeah.
I start making research for the next. So like the moment I started preparing after dropping the content.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Because the content that I just lastly dropped before I dropped the Dex one, it was a piano content.
Yeah.
And it was my first time putting out me freestyling on a piano beat.
Yes.
So now I was like, you know, I want to go back to hip-hop. I don't want to confuse people.
Yes.
I want to show them that I love freestyling on hip-hop. That's me. That's where
you.
I feel more. Instead of experiencing other stuff,
yeah,
I still have to go back to my comfort zone.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So when I was making my research, on Facebook, mostly,
yeah,
I see Dex, he does check out a lot of, like, he does comment.
Yeah,
he does,
he's engaging.
He does engage with his fans.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
So I knew deep down, Dex was one of the people I would like for him to acknowledge me. Reason being was that I knew Dex as an artist.
Yeah.
And he played a role for me to be a better artist than what I was before I listened to him.
Yes. So he influenced you in a way.
Influenced me in a way. You know? So after being influenced like that, I saw that as opportunity. That this guy can engage with people.
Yeah.
Right. And as much as I would want him to notice me for what I do,
yeah.
I have a lot of stuff that I've already put out. I can tag him, he could see, but I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want to be a special request.
Yeah,
for
it
him
has to be something
it
special.
It has to be something special for him.
Yeah.
You know, like, bro, for me, it was more like a request, like, yo, Dags, yeah. I see you engage with people,
yeah.
but I want you to engage with me,
as
seeing
well.
That this is the part of this is the influence you did for me,
yeah.
And this so, is what
so
I
you
do.
Were thanking him in a way.
Yeah, for me, I was thanking him,
yeah.
but also wanting him to know me as an artist.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like I wanted him to know who Root Kick Vendor is. Wherever
yes.
I am, I wanted like I would really love Dex to know who I am.
Yes.
You know, I would really love to know who I am. Besides the whole story, how maybe he influenced my life, but
yeah.
the fact that he knows me and he also knows me for what I do.
So what did you do? Let's talk about the process of okay. from researching and then you researched and then. Let's talk content. What did you do? What was the process like?
So this is how the process starts.
Yeah.
Saturday, I did my research.
Yeah.
Sunday, it was a day where like now I was going through Dex's works.
Yeah.
I've already reviewed it because
mm-hmm.
I'm a fan myself.
Yeah.
But I'm reviewing it again.
Yes.
Now
yes.
In a researching type of way.
Yeah.
Like, which is that one thing that moves me better.
Yes.
So I found that one freestyle that he wants that moved me.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
This freestyle moved me.
Yeah.
So the instrumental itself,
yeah,
it was moving me.
Yes.
And then I started making research. Can I get an instrumental for this?
Yeah.
I called my boy.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Who's your boy?
I have this guy called BJ Beats.
BJ Beats. Shout out to BJ Beats. I mean, I think he deserves some credits.
He
you know.
Really does.
Yeah.
He
shout
really
out
does.
To DJ Beats. What's his name?
BJ Beats.
BJ.
Big J.
Oh, Big J.
Big J B.
Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to him.
So yeah. And then you called him.
Yeah, because the instrumental moved me.
Yeah.
So I want the same instrumental that Dex used.
Yeah.
So that I could actually rap on it,
yeah.
freestyle on it,
yeah.
but also it sends to him. Like it's a special.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
It's a special hint
yeah.
to him. Oh, this kid.
Yeah.
From Venda, or this kid from where?
Yeah.
Who is inspired by your work? To show that I'm a fan,
yeah.
it's me using his instrumental. It shows that I know this was one of your songs on the beat.
Yeah.
So I'm also doing that to show that I want you now to know me.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
So I got the beat. When I got the beat, I had to now start the process of recording.
Yeah.
And one thing I once said, I don't really write down.
You don't?
I don't.
We're going to see it here. We're going to see. I'm going to give you words here
what
and then
I,
you're going to have to freestyle.
What I actually do is, I put myself, the goal stacks in my head.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the beat is 3 minutes.
Yeah.
The goal on this 3 minutes is to impress this guy in this sense of way.
Yeah.
So now my mind started working.
Yes.
Lyrically now.
Yes.
What do you got to do? Because you can just say anything. It has to be relevant
yeah.
to what you want to achieve.
Yes.
So like now I start thinking, okay, the beat is here.
Yeah.
It's 3 minutes, what mang seconds.
Yeah.
I start studying the beat, okay, from this point.
It drops.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you start, okay, from here it drops
it
and
drops,
then it comes back.
It comes
Damn.
Back. You know, what, because the other thing that I wanted to do, it's impress. I
yeah,
also
yeah,
wanted
yeah,
to impress
yeah.
him.
Of course.
So now I had to study the beat to a point to like, you know, from this point, this is what I would do. I would impress by showing him this is what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
Those type of things. I planned everything. Because Dex, it's a rapper who, he's a good storyteller.
Yeah.
It's a great, he has a great flow on beats.
Yeah.
He's also good at wordplay.
Yeah.
So I had to combine the three to make sure he's impressed because I know he's good at those three.
Yeah.
So I had to sit down and be like, you know what? Okay, I have to make sure I come with a great flow that I haven't ever had on Dex on this beat.
Yes.
So that I'm gonna show him, oh, I can also come with a better flow.
That's deep.
On the same thing that you also did, you know?
Did your content creator and what you're saying is the same thing that I also do. So I have to study people. I have to. You know, it's just the same, and I understand everything that you're saying.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and then fast forward, what happened?
Fast forward, the freestyle is done.
Yeah.
When the freestyle is done, I'm listening to it. Remember, I'm listening to it on my own.
Yeah.
Now, because I'm a content creator, there has to be a video. Yeah. There has to be a video too.
Of course. You're not doing this freestyle to just post it on iTunes so that people can listen or stream. No. You're doing it so that the person can see it and can even see your energy.
The energy and you know. Mm. So yeah. Now I planned the video. Mm. I called my homeboy. I use my phone actually to take those videos.
So everything you use your phone?
I use my phone. So I take one.
So guys, I mean everyone who's watching you guys have phones. The only thing you need is a phone and your talent.
That's what you need.
That's it. And just keep going, man. So you used the phone and then fast forward, you posted. You tagged him and what happened?
Yeah, I tagged him. Mm-hmm. Well, before I posted the video, when I was done with the video, I posted an artwork saying a freestyle today.
Oh, okay.
So I posted an artwork.
So you kind of promoted it.
Yeah, I kind of promoted it and asked people to tag Dag so that he must be ready.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I'm going to be dropping this.
And people did that.
People did that. From Wednesday to Saturday, they were tagging him, but he didn't respond, or it seems like it was not yet.
I'm sure you saw, but it was just a poster.
So Saturday now, the day the content dropped. The content drops. People are engaging with it. People are loving it. They're tagging him because maybe they're impressed. Oh, we want Dex to say this. Saturday he didn't respond. But as I said, for me, I'm moving now.
Oh, so yeah,
I'm moving.
You're looking for who's next now?
Now I'm thinking, what's next?
Yeah.
So Saturday, the same procedure. I'm doing my research.
Yeah.
What's the next content?
Yeah.
Sunday passed. Monday passed. Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's the day that the magic happens now. Tuesday in the morning.
Yeah.
Dex actually commented. He started commenting on the poster.
Yeah.
He went commented on the video. He also went through the links and go to YouTube. He also saw the whole full video.
Yeah.
He also commented on YouTube.
Damn. Dude, if you can get some big artists to do those actions. He was impressed.
He was impressed. Also on the email.
Others just like, you know.
Yeah, you know. Also on the email, he responded. Because I sent him the links. And a preview video on email.
What was in the email? I want to know.
So on the email when he responded, it was like...
No, what did you send as an email?
As an email.
Yeah.
So on the email, I said, hey, Dex.
Yeah.
I am a 21 years old rapper from South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan and you inspired me a lot in the music industry.
Yeah.
So I used one of your beats to show you or to showcase the skill that I learned from you.
Yes.
On the bit.
Yeah.
So please check it out. I highlighted the link.
Yes.
Download link.
Yeah.
YouTube link.
Yeah.
And then a preview video.
Yes.
And then I just say, I just hope it will get to you.
So he replied. And what did
he
say?
Replied.
What did he say?
So when he replied, he said, my G, I got the video and he said, I got the content.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he said. I got the content and trust me, I really love it. And then he highlighted in brackets that just a word of advice.
Yeah.
And then he said, keep going.
Yes.
Don't stop for anything.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by the work that you put it in.
Yeah.
And definitely one day, if you don't stop, you're going to be one of the greatest.
Damn.
You know, that was his word him to me.
That's it. That was a confirmation. I mean, if you can get someone who's already doing the most to tell you that, he knows exactly that. Maybe somehow he started like that. So he knows that if you keep going, you're going to make it.
You know,
And so how was it, man? Did you celebrate? What did you do? Because, dude, I've actually gotten, same thing, I've gotten a reply from Young MA. Bro, that thing is satisfying, to be honest, even though they don't do anything, but she commented, she reposted on her story and she got millions of views, man. And she was like, damn. She didn't DM me or anything, but I appreciated that. That moment was like, you know what, I'm gonna keep doing this. And one day, what? That's only one day. One person who's big is gonna retweet or is gonna repost your work, and
all the people who are big, they're gonna see it. Mm-hmm. And amongst those people, one is gonna come and say, yo, let's work. And that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
Exactly. So man, you seem like you don't even care about negativity, you know. It's like, and I know negativity is there.
It's always there.
So now what's your formula to eliminate negativity and just something that keeps you going without even giving a damn about negativity? What do you do? Because I mean, there's so many people who are talented but they're scared to come out because someone said something about them and
true.
About their work, and yes. then they just feel like, I'm stopping. What keeps you going? Why are you not stopping?
So what actually keeps me going, no matter how hard it gets and no matter how much negativity across, for me it's because at the end of the day, or at the start of the day, the start of the day when I started this, I knew it was not going to be simple. Reason being is because, as I said, I grew up a music guy.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to a lot of music. So I know also a lot of music stories.
Oh.
Not based on my experience, but based to how, for example, I'm following Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z put out the statement that something like this happened.
Yeah.
You know, and I also know that a lot of artists I also follow, there's a lot of negativity stuff that I also said about them.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, I felt like, because I also want to be a musician,
yeah.
whatever that comes, worse or not even worse than what I saw other going through, I'm also going to pull through it. So that made me be sure, Uri, whenever negativity comes,
you're already prepared
because you know
you knew it's part of it.
That's what I'm putting myself into.
It's
I'm
part
getting
of it.
Myself into a business where like people will start
will criticize you.
Some will criticize you.
Yeah.
Some will say you're good enough. Mm. Some will say you're not good enough.
Yeah.
You know, even comparing.
Yeah.
We don't choose for people to compare us, and I wouldn't want anybody to compare me.
Yeah.
But I knew I have to be prepared to a point where somebody's gonna compare me with somebody who maybe. To them, I deserve or I don't deserve. It's always about their own opinion. So I felt like your opinion or not your opinion, it's fine. I will let you do your part.
Yeah, and that's you do yours.
I will do my part.
That's a good way.
I started it. I will finish it my own way.
That's a good way, bro.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like, I mean, what he just said is very important for everyone who's watching, just to highlight it, because it's very important, guys. Everything that you're gonna do, you're gonna be criticized on that thing.
That's true.
There's always negativity. So prepare yourself for that thing. When it happens, know that it's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
It's part of the game. You're gonna be criticized. You're gonna be some people are gonna tell you that you're not good. Yeah, when you're trying to copy someone, you're very bad.
I was
just stop. Don't stop. Don't listen to anyone.
It's funny how I was told I'm cloud chasing. When I posted the poster of a freestyle to Dex,
yes,
this other beat maker I know, he shared and he said, true definition of cloud chasing. So he thought I'm cloud chasing. First of all, it's not like the song is out. He doesn't even know what's on the song.
So
he doesn't know if I'm dissing the guy, I'm complimenting the guy. He doesn't know anything, right? But it's already in a zone where like he can post. Or you can share or tell people that this guy is cloud chasing. You know?
You should chase cloud because you know? That's how you promote your work.
And you remember I told you that he was not responding from Saturday, right?
Yeah.
But for me, I moved.
Mm.
But before he responded, some people were even sharing saying, the freestyle he did is whack. Dex probably saw it, but he's not impressed.
Damn.
Imagine finding those type of messages when you wake up and people saying,
and
it's work. And somebody take Dex and say, Dex, Nisongo ngachivenda, ne? Invenda.
Yeah.
Like, Dex, Nisongo techeresa ko freestyle ko ono no bora kwa bora. I was like, yo.
And those are witches, bro. We live with witches. And I'm sure now they cried the day he replied.
The same guy who posted that, he posted on his story saying Dex, Dex commented. Because I think he did a huge impact in South Africa, actually.
Yeah.
Because even Mzanzi A-listers, they got to sit and they got to talk about it.
Damn.
This other guy called Mensa Main in America from the US who reacts to videos.
Yeah.
He actually reacted to the Dex.
Yeah, I know
video.
Mensa. Shout out to Mensa Main. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So that made those people who
That's
didn't believe
impact,
in it
bro.
believe more.
Yeah.
Next thing, they were the ones posting, I'm proud of Fruit Kid.
That's what people do.
He's putting Vendor on the map.
That's what people do. People, they will criticize you. And when you do good, now they want to be part of the good. It's so funny. It's so funny, guys. So don't
fall for that trap.
Yeah, don't fall for that trap.
The trap. It's a very huge trap.
Dude. So now, I saw, bro, you even verified on Facebook. And I mean, being verified on Facebook is not for everyone.
It's not.
You know, it's not for everyone.
We can all have pages,
yeah,
create good content, but
it's not easy to get there. So it's now, obviously being verified, they're just verifying that you are you. You're authentic, but I ain't gonna lie.
It's not.
So what was the process? People want to know, maybe, how do you get verified on Facebook? What did you do?
As an artist,
yeah,
because I'm an artist, I wanted to be verified as an artist. That's what I do, right? They have to verify me as an artist because the page name is Red Kid Vendor. It's not Nwanga Sadiki.
Yeah, okay.
I have to be verified.
Oh,
as Red
yeah.
Kid. That means what they want. It's basically it's a piece of evidence that it's truly you who put out the content.
Yeah.
That you're the one claiming, or this is me, Road Kid. In which way? You gotta be authentic, or you gotta be consistent on YouTube.
Yeah.
Google gotta support you.
Yeah.
So the most funny part about it is that ever since 2017,
yeah,
I used to put my stuff out to platforms that are able. I'm able to actually
be
spotted by Google.
Oh.
Even on 2017, if you search Road Kid Vendor, you were gonna, Google was gonna spot a bit of me.
Oh, okay.
Even the page was also spotted by Google to show that in every platform, because it's not only about one platform. It's true, it's Facebook, but they don't actually look on Facebook side only.
Yes,
they also
look
try
everywhere.
Check
so information. Your advice would be: you need to be everywhere.
And you need to be everywhere. Yeah. Make sure that you do the right thing at every platform.
Yeah.
Instagram, you make sure you use the same name.
Yeah.
Make sure you're using the same content, because obviously, if it's Road Kid Vendor, the name on page, I dropped a video. And then on YouTube is the same video. Even when you search on Google,
it
the video
out.
Footage are still the same.
Yes.
So that means
That it's one person.
It's one person.
Oh,
so that shows that, you know, there's this guy called Road Kid who does put out the content. Like, that's not only on Facebook, but in all platforms. Because these platforms, one thing I've realized, they work together.
Yeah.
That's one thing that people don't realize.
Oh,
they work together.
That's
it's not only
profound.
About Facebook. WhatsApp, Facebook.
Yeah.
They work together. So making sure that you focus on all platforms
all of them,
as
yeah.
a whole. You know, if it's a content, make sure you put them out everywhere. That's when you get a point to be verified. And consistency.
Yeah.
Because I once tried getting verified by 2018.
Yeah.
They didn't approve me because maybe I didn't have enough
content.
Because for me, I thought I had likes.
Yeah.
You know, I had nyana likes, so I can definitely send my approval
and
being verified.
I don't wanna leave this out. You've been winning freestyling competitions on Instagram,
on IG.
And IG. I remember Stogie T once hosted
the Freestyle Friday. That was during the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's where I got to be learning Instagram.
Yeah.
I had knew nothing about Instagram. I'm sure before the pandemic I even had less than 1K followers.
Yeah.
You know? And I had more than 1K following. But I had less than
they were not corresponding.
They were not corresponding.
You were following more than what you've been followed by.
You know?
Yeah.
But when the pandemic came through,
yeah,
I had time now.
Yeah.
To learn the platform.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yes.
I didn't know what's life.
Yeah.
I didn't know what's life.
In last year?
I didn't
that
know.
That was 2019.
Life.
2019.
It's 2020. It's last year.
Pandemic started 2019.
It's 2020. It's last year.
Oh, is it?
It started last year. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I didn't know what's life or anything because I was not an Instagram myself.
So, dude, you learned Instagram. So, and the other thing that I've noticed, I've been in Instagram. I know it in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Your posting time, man, I think if you can change it, you're going to reach a lot.
All right.
Because now you posted 12 and a lot of people are not active. You understand? So if you want to see how or when are your people more active, go to the insights on Instagram.
Okay.
There's somewhere where it says insights if you're using a creator account.
Use a creator account.
So when you go there, you're going to see activities and you're going to see the day. You might find that your Saturday, it's actually less. People are maybe not active. You find that Monday is more active.
More active.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm also going to show you after this and I'm just going to,
you know,
because I was telling Tato this other theory. Why is this guy dropping this nice video at this time? You know, this video deserves to be posted around 4 p.m. when everyone is there. Because this is dope, you understand? So I was like, nah, I'll have to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell him, advise him on this. Trust me, you're going to reach a lot, bro. Timing is very important.
That's
timing
true.
Is very important. And understanding these platforms is also very important.
It is.
With me, I don't just post any day. I don't just post any time.
Mm-hmm.
I know my days. I know the times.
Because
that's when Instagram tells me, right, this is the most... This is the most active time for your followers. They're using Instagram at this time. So that's the one thing that I wanted to tell you. But I didn't want to tell you on the camera. But I felt like since we're talking about this, I might as well just do it.
Yeah.
So I want you to give people something, man, about you, and I want some beat to play, and I want you to go on it and flow and just give us freestyle, because people need to know you, bro. And how you introduce yourself is not about, hey, my name is Rootkid Vanda. No, you introduce yourself by your work.
Your work gotta speak for you.
Exactly. So I want to give you a time and give people some, maybe even if it's 5 minutes, just flow. This is your time, man. This is your time. That's why I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm not here for me. So guys, get ready and listen to this guy. I wish I could ask you guys to just name anything that you want him to use, but I'll do it on your behalf. So say No Chill Vodcast.
Let me write it down.
Yeah, okay. Write it down. What else, guys? What else? Pandemic. Those are the words that he's gonna use to freestyle. Okay, so yeah.
Pandemic chipiti.
So it's gonna be No Chill Vodcast. Pandemic. Content. Even chipi. Whatever. Content.
Because
we're here for content. You know.
Yeah.
Content. Vanda. Because we have to put Vanda. You know, Vanda has to be there, my friend. So people must know about Vanda.
Yeah.
I'm proud that it's Vanda here. We're uplifting each other.
Let's get a horn for that.
Yeah. So yeah, my guy, do your thing. So it's content creator, No Chill Vodcast.
Pandemic.
Influencer. Yeah. I'm just gonna pick a name, right?
Yeah.
Someone's name. Mpo Beloved. Mpo Beloved.
Mpo Beloved.
Yeah. Or Mpo _ Beloved.
Mm.
She's one of the fans that have watched this show every day. So
Shout out to her. I'm sure she's watching me.
Of course.
Shout out to
always.
You.
She's shout always. She's always watching.
And keep watching so that we can give a shout out to you next
and
time.
And there are others who are watching as well. So guys, don't think, no chill. Your time is going to come. Trust me. So
right,
yeah,
let me
give us something. Give us something, my guy.
Beat up.
Yeah, boy.
So I'm playing a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should come this side.
You should come that side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been rapping since I was young, then asking how long it will last. I cannot believe that today I'm actually sitting here with you on the podcast. I'm number one, I'm not last. You just gotta tell them that I'll always do it. No wonder if it will last. Okay, I rap, freestyle, Savannah, and Academic. You gotta tell them that my flow is too nice. Just tell them I'm too electronic. I can mix beats, like my name is DJ Phonic. The beat just stopped, but maybe it's because we are actually in the pandemic. Yeah, the speaker is stopped, but I won't stop. You can believe that I'm rapping off top. I know they'll be hoping that I actually flop. I'm running the game, but I'm on my flip-flop. The next word is chipiti. When I need to chill on a chipiti. Cut beating the kid, the manga chipiti. RKB is the best. That's true, indeed. They be like, content. We out here creating content. One day you will see me at the top of the world because I will have the whole continent. Oh, wait. I won't stop it. Just tell them I won't faff it. One day they will see RKV on TV. Yeah, that's true. Okay, now I'm representing Venda. My stage name is Rootkid Venda. But you cannot do it. But we have a tender. Oh, heritage. Let me when I'm in a champ, the hawk. Nobody misses the hawk. But RKV is the best in the zone. I do it non-stop. I am an influencer, bruh. You know? So what was the other, word?
I want the beat.
I don't know what happened to this speaker, man.
It's running out of battery.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I think so.
That one is gonna, guys. Wait, we're sorting the beat out because I'm not gonna let this pass. That beat you were playing was nice.
Yeah, this one is nice.
Okay.
And I'm also showing that it's unplanned, you know? It's unplanned. It's not like I was preparing, yeah. Nah. What's wrong? But it's not low battery, though. That's my question.
Isn't that your phone?
Nah, I doubt it.
Let's go, guys. I'm not gonna let this pass. Hey, guys, you forgive me. This has to go on and until it works, because I'm not gonna let this pass.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Gratitude is a must. But children and the woke up podcast. Babu Denizora RKV is never last. The run of the game. Been in the Botonga car. Star. Siminya. The current the coma cocunditin in Meminya. Babu Denizora Kabitin the Yagiduma. Ima. The Babu Nazoribono Imandi Musab. Mr. Julius Malima. Damn. Okay, the pandemic, tell them that I'm actually with the flow, authentic. I can mix flows like my DJs. I'm DJ Ephonic. Oh, I wanted to say DJ Ephonic. Now I'm out here, wanted to send a shout out to Umpo Beloved. Just to show you that you love. My flow will make you high, I get in above. The Suvere Rantonga Dove. Dichisibe, dia dipanga manda dipo tonga dirive. Yeah, na nomber, ndomubu dozore sapsapundumbo na machero. Roba roshi kachakumanda na manarenga mchero. Dina no chill, but still I don't chill. You gotta tell them that I'm sick, all I need is a pill. I pull up on the beat and then I actually drill. No chill, it's a freestyle, I'm actually showing you the skill. Right, yeah. I know you be loving it, Kodara.
Yeah.
Flows to hone in the babu zori zodara. Dingato repapote batu buya bangare. It's a freestyle, no chill in the korepan songongwara. But I can do it in Venda and also in English. Yeah, you funny. I think you are the new age on English.
Yeah.
Niggas they be looking at me like a Mr. Bean, but I never find funny things. I put it in the bin.
Yeah.
What you drinking? Oh, this is not lean. But I know to me, that's when they actually lean. Are you learning? I hope that you're learning. RKV is the best. And I'm not even pretending, goddamn.
Yeah!
No,
yeah. Bro. No. You know what? The reason why I'm here is because of that. That's what brought me here. Because, bro, you flow, you freestyle, you don't write, and your content is about that. Guys, if you don't follow Rootkid Venda, go follow him.
It's like Venda's the second word, ne?
Bro, Venda for me, bro. You're putting it on the map. That's how I see it.
That's
and I'm also doing the same thing.
You're doing the same thing. That's true.
And shout out to Mizo, bro. Because Mizo, I feel like he inspired you, right?
He did.
Inspired you?
It's Mizo, Phil.
Of course, I know. So, and you even made a song about him. Tell me about the song you made about him.
That was me trying to pay. That's what I've always been about.
Yeah.
I've always been about impressing people that
inspired
made
you.
Me what I am. I believe they made me what I am.
Yeah,
that's the only way out of it.
Yeah.
If you go to a point where like you look at the reality, how it went for you.
Mm.
For me, it went to a point like certain people played a part for me to be in a point where like, people are like, Rootkid is dope or Rootkid is good. So I wanted to make sure that I don't want to disrespect them or I want to act like I'm better than them.
Yeah.
I rather impress them, show them, yo, I'm also
it's not
doing
even
this.
About competing.
It's not even, the reason why I actually do it for them, especially for them, that's why I also did a freestyle to them. It's especially for him on his bit. So for me, Zofil, I had to do a song called Mizo because that's what I wanted him to also know, that I am what I am now
because of him.
You know, so I don't like this.
Shout out to Mizofil. Obviously, I'm gonna have to vodcast him as well because he did the most. I know when I was growing up, I was listening to him for the first time hearing Venda hip hop. I was like, damn. I mean, this guy's good.
He's good. Yeah.
So shout out to you, Mizo. Coming for you next. My guy, we've been talking for almost an hour now, and I just want you to just tell the people who are watching, could be an artist, could be a content creator, what are your words of advice to them, and you know, just to uplift their grifts, which they are hiding or they are scared to come out to show the world. What is it that you wanna tell them?
I feel like at the end of the day, for those who haven't started, find yourself. Finding yourself is the first thing that I feel like young youth should do.
Yeah.
Besides, we know we all go to school because that's where
it's a system that was created. Yeah.
You know? But you gotta find yourself.
True.
Immediately you find yourself and you find what you love.
Yeah.
Make sure you start operating it. Like, don't say, I will start operating it, where you just gotta start. And the only thing that can make you do that is accepting and knowing that you create much with the little that you have.
Yes.
You use the little that you have.
Yes.
Don't feel like, because I wanna be the best rapper, I don't have a studio, and then I won't start now.
Nah.
I'll start when I have a studio. You gotta start with the little things that you have and keep it going. If you start, you don't stop.
You don't stop.
If you start, you
sign
up. DVT. Sometimes maybe it will be great.
Yeah.
Just like for me.
Yeah.
I went to a point and I started trying to rap for people.
Yeah.
Some does respond.
Yeah, some.
But that doesn't mean if they don't respond, you stop.
Yeah.
You don't stop.
Exactly.
So,
damn.
One thing I can say, that start and don't stop.
Yeah, and find yourself. Finding yourself is the
And then after then you start, you know?
Yeah.
And when you start, you don't really gotta stop for anything, actually.
No, you can never stop when you find yourself, because when you find yourself, you actually know where you're going.
You know.
Exactly. So if you haven't reached there, then you're not gonna stop.
That's true.
Damn.
That's the word of advice that I had to.
Damn. So now, how do people follow you, bro, if they wanna see more of your work and you know?
Definitely.
Even contact you if they wanna book you and
book
stuff
me.
Like that. Yeah.
Simple. So
do you do performance, right?
I do.
And what do you do there in the stage? Do you perform your songs or you freestyle?
Woo! So this is what happens. In every performance, I'll be like, DJ, give me a bit and let's show the people that we're in the same place at the same time. And then I freestyle with whatever I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's me engaging to people who
let's say
somebody was on the phone or looking somewhere.
Yeah.
It's introducing like, hey,
I'm on stage.
I can see you. We're in the same place.
That's powerful.
And then I start performing songs now.
That's powerful.
And then after then, I give you another freestyle to say, you know what, I'm going out, but let me also show you that it's not only about me performing because I was paid to come perform.
Yeah.
But it's also interacting
with
you guys. If you are already a fan, I'm interacting. If you're not a fan,
you
then
will
it's
then
you better
it's
be
an
one.
Introduction.
You better be one.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, that's what I do.
So yeah, let's get the information and
so my stage name is Root Kid Venda. R U D E Kid Venda.
Yeah, I know it's gonna be on the
Oh, it's
yeah.
Okay. So Root Kid Venda is the name in all platforms. Facebook. On Facebook we're verified, so don't fall for the scammers, okay? Okay.
And it's about time. I mean, it's just about time, man. You're gonna get verified even on TikTok, everywhere, obviously. Time matters,
you know? Yeah, so on Facebook it's Root Kid Venda.
So everywhere.
Everywhere it's Root Kid Venda.
Cool. So people can DM you if they wanna
they
talk to you.
They can DM me. They must feel free.
Yeah.
And then for bookings, I actually use an email.
Yeah.
Root Kid Venda. As a one
one word.
US1word@gmail.com.
Okay.
So yeah.
No man, it's been nice talking to you, bro. Like, to be honest, I came here because you inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an artist, but I got inspired. So
yeah.
Which means you're doing the most. And
thank
this
you,
show, No Chill Vodcast, it's all about this. So guys, it's we get to the end of this show. Don't forget that this episode was brought to you by ClearScore. Remember, ClearScore is a service provider that provides its users with credit reports
or credit score. You should know your credit score by now. If you're watching here and you don't know your credit score, don't worry. And Clear and Score is here. We're gonna
and how do I sign plug up? You. I also wanna sign up.
Yeah,
I
no.
I wanna know my credit score.
I'm gonna put the link on the description for everyone, and when I'm gonna show you.
Just
after.
Show me.
After this,
I'm gonna sign up. So yeah. I'm gonna be the first signing up.
Exactly.
So also be exactly.
And it's free, guys. You don't have to pay every month. You got a credit score nice. For free every month. You have to know nice. How you performing credit-cally.
that's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word.
You have to know because a lot of people, you guys, you've got a cell phone contract, you've got cars, you paying, but sometimes you fail to pay in time and that thing can affect your credit score. So mm-hmm. go track your credit score so that you know which one is holding you back. Because one day you need a house and when you go there, they'll tell you, you don't qualify, your credit score is low. So you need to track that thing and this thing. Yeah. Shout out to everyone who watched, guys. I'm out.